Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me today on the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. And there are some subjects, some thoughts on my heart as I begin this week's worth of broadcasting that I would like to share with you. And it is so important in the times in which we are living to have spiritual understanding, to have Holy Ghost discernment, because many times things are not what they seem. And if we don't have the power of the Holy Ghost operating in our lives, it's possible we can be deceived. Now, the thing I've always found rather frightening about being deceived is that you can be deceived and not know you're deceived, right? But thank God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, we need never be led astray. As we walk in humility before the Lord our God, as we cherish and meditate and treasure His Word, because His Word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And it's important in this hour in which we are living that we understand the principles and truths of God's Word. And sometimes they seem to be a hard saying. It goes against the grain, against the natural man. It goes against the majority. And many times it has the appearance of being good, but if it is not God's will and the absolute truth and plan of God in whatever the situation might be, then it falls far short of what He wants for His people, His bride, this living organism He has called His church. And just as an example, let me give one verse of scripture found in Matthew, the 10th chapter, and these are the words of Jesus. And as I read this, and I trust if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you have understanding and comprehension what Jesus was saying. But Jesus said, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Now, so much of what Jesus said was difficult for the multitudes to receive. They, in fact, many even of his disciples turned away and said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When he talked about his flesh is meat indeed and his blood is drink indeed. They did not understand the spiritual analogy that he was making. And what was he saying here? To hate our children? To hate mother or father? Of course not. But he was saying that the most important relationship in your life is that to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you are in submission to Him, and no other human relationship, whether it's parents, whether it's children, will take the place of the sovereignty and the priority of the Lord Jesus Christ, His will, His plan, His purposes for your life. And so that's why I want to be sharing, doing teaching, looking in the Word of God, because there's much that we can learn from godly people. Now, for those of you who have walked with the Lord for a while, obviously rank sin and wicked fellowship is not likely to entice you, but where we can get tripped up is with that which is apparently good. For example, all the wonderful things God has given us that we could richly enjoy them all, yet if they are taken in excess or out of balance, then they become stumbling blocks. And so what we'd like to do, and I want to pray before we go into the Word of God, is to ask God's His understanding and His wisdom, not only in terms of general principles, but that we can see situations in our own lives where these principles may apply. And so, Father, we come to You, and Father, we thank You for the Holy Spirit of God who illumines and enlightens the Word of God to our understanding. And Father, we want to understand spiritual principles. We don't want to be led astray. We don't want to be misguided. We don't want to be deceived by that which apparently seems good. But Lord, we want to walk in the knowledge of the Lord and to understand the hard sayings that are in the Word of God, the difficult words that Jesus said, because He spoke according to the truth of God. The Spirit of God and Jesus and the Father, they're all one. There's no disunity. There's no dissension between them. And so, Father, we thank You that as we spend these next number of broadcasts together, going into the Word of God, looking at a godly King of Israel, that You would help us to understand what the Word of God is saying to us, what it wants to teach us, so that we can be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. For Your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, as I said, there's much that we can learn from the lives of godly people that are illustrated in the Word of God. And no, none of them were perfect. Perhaps the most classic example is David. He was a man after God's own heart, and yet we see his serious sins unveil just the way they happened, just the way they were, how he tried to cover, and how also he repented. And that is a great blessing to our hearts, because if we have sinned, if we've fallen short, we know that the precious blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. We can stand on that promise. But I want for us to look these next several days at 2 Chronicles, and we're going to begin looking at chapter 17, and this is regarding the life of the good King Jehoshaphat. Verse 1, chapter 17 says, "And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel." Now Jehoshaphat was the son of Asa, and of course, at this time, the kingdom was divided, and many times there was war between Judah and Israel. And basically, I'm not going to read that chapter, but it says, "The Lord established the kingdom in his hands. He had riches, honor, in abundance, and he built up Judah." And it says, verse 9, "They taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them. They went throughout all the cities of Judah, taught the people." And in verse 10, as a result of this godly walking before the Lord in the fear of the Lord, it said in verse 10, "The fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat." In fact, even unbelievably, the Philistines actually brought presents and tributes of silver. The Arabians brought him flocks. And in verse 12, it says, "He waxed exceedingly great, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store. He had much business in the cities of Judah. There were mighty men of valor that abided in Jerusalem." And it says in chapter 18 now, it says, "Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance. He had got it established his kingdom with great favor and blessing." And it says, "He joined affinity with Ahab." Now Ahab was the wicked king of Israel. It says, "After certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria." And it said, "Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance." They were having a feast. "And for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, 'Wilt thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead?' And Jehoshaphat answers, 'I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war.'" And so what do we see here? We see the king of Israel, the king of Judah, and when you, of course, they're all basically from the heritage of Abraham. They were all Jews. It was only in the time when Solomon passed away and Rehoboam was king that the kingdom was divided. And there were at times conflicts between them. But basically, apparently Jehoshaphat was being very large-hearted, and he went down to his brother, if you will, to Ahab, and they had a feast. And when Ahab makes a request, he said, well, of course, yes, just as you, whatever you say, I am with you all the way. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men, and said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? In other words, shouldn't go. And they said, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. And we want to look at the dynamics that are occurring here. I can see much application to what we see occurring, unfortunately, in the church world today. We can see that for the sake of unity in the name of love, we're reaching out to embrace all people. In fact, I've heard of Christian ministries reaching out to Muslim brothers and those who are doctrinally opposed to Scripture, reaching out in what apparently seems to be a gesture of love and unity to bring together the unity that Jesus was talking about. Well, that's why we need Holy Ghost discernment. And my time has flown for this broadcast, but we're just getting into the Scripture. We want to see what the story that unfolds and what was God's response and reaction. And while this is not an easy message to preach, beloved, as a minister of the gospel, it is important to me, the heritage of this ministry, to preach the truth of God, whether people like it or not. And because I have to stand before the Lord one day to give an account of, was I preaching God's counsel, the whole counsel of God? So I invite you to join me tomorrow as we continue on. The announcer will give our contact information. If you had prayer, I invite you to write. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.